Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter with your host,
Michael Keaton.
And
Michael McDonald.
What's up, guys? Tonight we are jumping into the episode of The Founder, starring Michael Keaton, talking about McDonald's. My brother's been trying to get me to watch the smoothie for quite some time, and I pushed it because it sounded stupid. Finally watched it, and again, like always, he prevails. It's a damn good movie. What's up, Big Lance? How you doing tonight, brother?
How are you, Phil?
I'm good. What you got to say?
I watched this movie 3 times in a month.
I watched it one time last night.
Well, it was a really good movie, and I wanted to watch it again the second time because I felt like I might have missed some parts on it. And then I watched it again the third time just because Teresa hadn't watched it, and I wanted her to watch it. So I would watch it. I'll just watch it again just for the folks of it.
That makes
and
sense.
And it was good every fucking time I watched it. I was not disappointed at all in the movie.
No, it was a really good movie, man.
I don't know why this movie hadn't come out sooner. I mean, it's the biggest fucking restaurant. It does twice as much as Burger King does.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of McDonald's, but recently I've gotten back into
it. In a year, it does twice as much as its competitor in the average year. So, yeah, that's pretty fucking badass right there.
But now you're talking about the restaurant, not the movie.
I'm talking about the original, the restaurant, McDonald's.
Right,
I mean,
McDonald's.
That's why I asked you.
Big Mac, lettuce, pickle.
On a sesame seed bun. And it just starts out with Michael Keaton, which I love, and I feel like I'm whistling.
Got some popsicles in my basement.
I don't know, it's just got a sharp sound to my mic right now for some reason. Maybe it's because that shit's touching it, I don't know. Alright, but anyway, Michael Keaton's just some fucking salesman.
And I love Michael Keaton, by the way. He is an awesome actor.
And he's a shoddy salesman at that. He's not like
he's not a great salesman, but he does try. You gotta.
And he's selling shit that's kind of out of people's error of buying. They don't understand why they need something that makes that many fucking milkshakes at one time.
Yeah, but you also gotta keep in mind
because they want people to hang out at their fucking restaurants.
This is 1950 something.
Where people need a place to hang out.
We're in the '50s, man.
So if you hang out here, you'll fucking eat my food. And that's what he mentions in the movie.
But
as he goes to all these other restaurants,
30 minutes to get your food.
Right.
Like you order a burger, fries, and a drink, it takes 30 minutes to get that.
So these fuckers are like, fuck your goddamn gimmicks and shit. I don't want your shoddy ass fucking shit. And then all of a sudden he gets this fucking order for 5 fucking machines. And he's like, that's got to be a mistake. That's got to be a mistake. So he calls up fucking the guy and he's like, I'm sorry, I got your order and I think there's a mistake. And he's like,
yeah,
how many did we order? He said 5. Yeah, that there
six.
Is a 6. What the fuck ever.
Get it
he
right,
says,
bitch.
He says 6 and then he fucking says, oh, yeah, there is a mistake. We need 8, but I'm pretty sure it was 5. But anyway,
it was 6.
I watched it three times.
I watched it last night.
I watched it 3 times. But anyway,
my balls.
All right, but I'll go back and watch it again just to make sure and fucking piss you off. But anyway.
Go ahead. You're just going to piss yourself off. 6.
So he's like, damn, this fucking place is doing good. So I'm going to take these motherfuckers to them and see what's going on here. And when he goes there, it just
he don't take them to them. He still mails them. He
oh, that's
says,
right.
He says,
but he
I'm
says
in
he's
the
doing business somewhere else.
I'm in the neighborhood doing business. I thought I'd come by and see
So him. When he goes there, he just sees something he's never fucking seen before. A motherfucking line that's moving fast?
Quick.
And that's a fucking huge line.
He walked up to the line and he's like, And the girl in front of him was like, it's okay, it moves really
fast. And then you look around and you see fucking families eating meals all over the fucking place.
On park benches.
On park benches. And he walks up there and he says, what is this play? Or some shit. Anyway, but he orders the shit and he gets it so fucking fast. He's like, what the fuck? What is this?
Why
ain't it on a plate? Oh, so you can just throw your fucking trash in the trash can.
Yeah.
You don't, I mean, less cleanup.
Okay. And he was like, what is this? He was like, it's your food. He was like, well, wait, you must be mistaken. I just ordered. Yeah. And he was like, I know, this is it. And he's just so upbeat. And he's like, yeah, McDonald's, bitches. And, I mean, he's all down into the McDonald's.
So he's just never seen nothing like this. And these two fucking brothers are goddamn, they're fucking meticulous with this fucking shit.
Oh, yeah. They're to the T. Everything's got to be perfect.
They have made this thing called the Speedy System.
Speedy
System. And it's worked out. And he fucking tweaks it so much till he gets it fucking perfect. He even starts over from the beginning at one point.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're drawing on a fucking tennis court.
They tear it down and rebuild.
They're like drawing on a tennis court with chalk of how big the place is and where things are going, stove, whatever.
Shit ain't working right. Let's erase it all and start over again.
Until they make the perfect fucking plan, and they're fucking doing a goddamn circus act on a goddamn tennis court.
Yep.
And they're getting paid to do this, apparently. You know what I mean? They're getting paid to fucking... Oh, yeah, these people are getting... Not the fucking brother.
Yeah, the
guys,
employees.
The employees are getting paid to fucking play on this tennis court, walk around
Dude, did you not notice? Did you not notice that the hamburger, fries, and soft drink cost 35 cents
and looked like shit? Did you see that when they made one? It looked like shit.
There wasn't a single person eating a burger there that didn't make me go, ooh.
But
I
it was
love
just
a hamburger.
It
right
was
now.
So fast to service. People love the idea. But at first they didn't because what? You had to get out of your fucking car.
I gotta get out of my car? Yeah, I'm not gonna pay a car hop to bring you a burger that costs 35 cents.
He said the first few people would just fucking drive away.
Until that one kid come up and was like, are y'all open? It's like a bag of burgers. He was like, three? He was like, yeah.
They were finna hang up their hats.
And they gave him the burgers and he handed them money. He was like, no kids, you keep that money. He was like, it's on me.
Well, he fired up that grill just for him.
Yeah, and when he walked off, a car pulled up. Then another car. Then another car. Then another car.
They started throwing burgers on the grill.
Bam!
And they turned into the first McDonald's store.
The first fast. Actually, can I tell you something? I had to Wikipedia that shit
last night. First fast food restaurant?
Listen. After I watched this movie, I had to Wikipedia McDonald's last night. And I had to read it. Do you know that they were not the first company to come out with the quote-quote speedy concept?
No.
Do you know who the first company was?
Who's that?
Take a wild guess.
I don't know. Burger King? Wendy's. No, KFC, because KFC had slaves.
That was fucked up.
Well, he did. Colonel had slaves, buddy. I don't know, man. Fucking Taco Bell? It was a hot dog place, because hot dogs, you can get out fast, I think.
Run for the bottom.
Run for the bottom? jump over that Trump wall?
White Castle.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
White Castle, which is in the South, Crystals, was the first company to come up with the speedy concept.
And I never liked them.
And think about it.
I've never liked them. The only thing I like is the chicken.
But think about it. When you go to White Castle or Crystals,
I don't, but yeah,
they have a very select menu. Mm-hmm. You have the main thing that most people get, which are fucking Crystals. That shit's on an assembly line. But you also have a couple of different things that you can order, and they do take a little longer to make because they don't make them fuckers in bulk.
Yeah, I do the chicken if I go to Crystals, but I ain't winning years.
I like Crystals.
I don't like Crystals. I know you do. I know everybody loves Crystals, but I hate them. Hard to believe for a fat kid, huh?
Nah. But anyway, so that was the first company, so that was a bullshit. Anyway, let's talk about this movie, The Founder.
Okay, so Michael Keaton goes to him, and he's falling in love with him, and he's trying to talk to him about, have you ever tried to franchise it and all this?
And they're like, yes,
yeah,
we did.
We tried.
It didn't work out.
Because nobody else wants to put the effort that I'm putting into it.
Right.
So he says, we're going to do this shit. I don't care what you say. And what he does is he looks for salesmen like him. Shoddy-ass salesman. Yeah, he
looks for the rich people that's already got money doing this shit.
Well, no, he looks for them to help him out, yeah, because he needs a first-time buyer.
Oh, yeah.
But then he starts looking for shoddy salesmen.
Think about this. He starts out at his country club. Selling to all the rich people right. that are already retired just trying to make extra cash.
And then he hates that they don't have the love for it.
Well, they sell fried chicken and fucking burritos. And
he said, not at my fucking McDonald's.
That's not the fucking formula, man.
That's right. Because he brings them a fucking hamburger. Would you eat that?
It's got lettuce on it. We don't put lettuce on our fucking
burgers.
Yeah,
they do. He said it was a whole fucking leaf of lettuce. It was hanging all out of the bun and shit.
They put no lettuce on those burgers. I know what they put on them burgers. Ketchup, mustard, two pickles, not one, not three, two.
Now they put lettuce.
And then they put a perfectly grilled burger on that motherfucker.
Now they put lettuce.
Well, they do now, but that was beyond the point.
On a Big Mac, they put lettuce.
But what cost them the most money was that walk-in freezer for the milkshakes. God, that was killing them. It was killing every franchise owner.
Right. They wanted to put it up under the floor because it saved on money or some shit.
So what did they decide? Instamix. What if we did that? It's powdered milkshake.
And they did that for a while, but...
Then they went back.
They went back. It says at the end it gives you that little Easter egg, I reckon.
Tidbit.
But yeah... It was a really fucking awesome movie, man. And Michael Keaton fucked these fuckers over so bad.
You know, every time you tell me a movie that I've never heard of, I go, fucking shit, this is gonna suck. And I watch it. I'm gonna say, 8 out of 10 times, I go, hell yeah, that's a good movie. 8 out of 10 times. 2 out of 10 times, I go, that movie sucked, dude. It sucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a fair assumption, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I really love this movie. It reminds me of watching, like, Social Network.
Where, I never watched that one.
But...
And I'm sure we're going to do it.
I mean, in some ways, that it's a business, and it's a fucking cutthroat business.
He straight stole that goddamn business from them brothers. I was telling Randy
about it today. And you should really watch Social Network. I think we'll do it next week.
All right. Well, I told Randy today, I was telling him about it. I was like, you ought to watch The Founder, man. I was like, really good movie, Michael Keaton. I told him about McDonald's. He said, I didn't know two brothers owned McDonald's. I said, I didn't either. I said, until after I watched this movie, and then a Wikipedia. And that shit told the whole story.
He's going to watch it tonight, and y'all going to talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, probably. I was like, watch it, man. It's really good. And he was like, so how did he... But he started asking me spoilers. He was like, how did he steal the business?
And did you tell him?
Yeah, because I was like, well...
You got to watch it,
well, I know. I was like, you need to watch it, man.
It'll make you a better businessman. Right. You should have told him that.
That's what I said. I said, you got to watch it, man. Because, no, he asked me. He was like, let's figure out how to do that company.
Right.
Fucking Jew.
Yeah, so it's anyway, probably against the law now to steal something like that.
Well, it was against the law then, but
right.
Buried him in court costs. So, you know, Randy was like, well, okay, I don't know. I told him, because he kept pestering me about, did he do it? So I told him how he did it.
Now he wants to come to your house and watch it with you.
No, but he talked like he wanted to watch it. And then when I went to leave today from work, I was locking up, shutting the air off and everything. And he's like, hey, this weekend, think about anything extra we can do to make some money.
Yeah, I'm going to do that for you, where I can't make extra money on my own.
I was like, okay, let's steal the McDonald's idea from the McDonald's Corporation.
Right, let's just go steal that guy that owns that franchise in Camilla.
Those motherfuckers wasn't even allowed to use a McDonald's on...
Their own restaurant. They had to take McDonald's.
They had to call it Big M.
They just had to call it the hamburger place.
No, they called it Big M.
Oh.
Big M. And it got shut down a few years later.
But why? Why even care about it when you got $1 million? Why not just go live on a
boat?
That
motherfucker said...
Why not live on a fucking boat?
That motherfucker said, all right, you wrote me a blank check. We want $2.7 million. That's $1 million a piece after taxes.
He said,
done.
At the time.
He was like, we got one more thing we want to say.
Actually, he didn't say done at first. He was like,
oh, this sucks. This fucking bullshit, man. Fuck this, man.
I think he called him some greedy son of a bitches or some shit. I would have loved it if he would have called them some Jews, though. That would have been fucking hilarious. That would have been
fucking funny. All right, but then he's basically said one more condition. We want 1% royalties off of everything sold. He was like, okay, well, here's the problem. My franchisees will not agree to that, but I will agree to that with a handshake, not in writing, a handshake. And I promise you, I will get you your money.
I said, fuck that.
I say that too.
I want at least half of what I just asked for then on paper.
Right. Well, they didn't. They took the handshake. They did not get a single dime of royalties. And those royalties, at the end of this movie, it said those royalties today is $100 million.
But you know, whenever he said, I want a million or 2.7 million, he said, and he wanted another place in Phoenix or some shit. Because
no, he said he wanted to keep control of his place in San Bernardino.
And he said he can't be moved on it or whatever.
This is what he said. He said, we want to keep our place in San Bernardino, California.
Right.
And y'all cannot say anything about what we can or can't do. We can do shit our way.
Right.
And he said, agreed. What he didn't tell them was, you cannot use the name McDonald's because I own that motherfucking name now, bitches.
Yeah, I realize that. But what I was getting at was, he said he won't be moved on that situation when he said, fuck that. Michael King said, fuck that. And he's like, I'm sorry, that's something we can't fight with him on. That's what his attorney told him. And then that's when whenever he said that I'm going to make you pay, if the royalties is going to be on a handshake deal, he said, I'm sorry, I can't be moved on that. That's what Michael King said.
He did. He said, I can't because the franchisees won't agree to it.
Right. So I'm sorry.
But
the fucking burn finger in the face.
But he said, I will shake your hand and promise you that I will give you that money.
Right.
You will get your pay. And they did. Yeah,
that was the bird finger in the
face. But you didn't realize $1 million after taxes in 1960 is fucking major money, dude.
Yeah.
$1 million after taxes right now in 2017 is not a lot of money.
No, no. Well, yeah.
It is.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah.
But you take $1 million right now.
I can last a lifetime on it. Mm-mm. I can.
Normal people.
I can.
I give you a shut up. Normal people, I give $1 million to right now, that within 10 years, they'll be broke.
Yeah, normal people.
Right. I mean, if you can invest, great. But here's my thing.
Nah, I can just fucking live on a million. I can live on
In 1960, if you were, say, what were they in the last part you seen? They were at least in their late 40s, if not 50s, early 50s.
Right.
All right. Early 50s, you've been given $1 million in 1960. Guess what?
I can live the rest of my life.
You don't have to lift a finger the rest of your fucking life, and you are going to live a awesome fucking life.
Yeah.
And you're going to die in about the year 1995, and you're still going to have money.
You think maybe you could Google what they were worth at their death, and maybe that they would be worth more because they invested that million into something?
I mean, you probably could, but I'm not fisting to.
No, but I bet they used that money wisely.
I hope so. I really fucking hope so, because at the end of this,
that's a lot of money.
At the end of this goddamn movie, I was like, motherfucker, I never want to eat at McDonald's again.
You know,
I'm
what?
So fucking pissed off because they fucking Kroc, fuck the goddamn owners of this fucking business, the namesake McDonald's.
All right.
I was so pissed. I never want to eat at McDonald's again. Fuck McDonald's.
If you was given $1 million in 1965, what would you do with it? Knowing what you know now.
Knowing what I know now.
Not knowing nothing like where you can fucking. Not like you're going back to the past.
If I knew what I knew
invest
now.
Invest in what? It was what I'm asking.
What? Right
what
now?
What are you investing in at 1960 with $1 million?
Microwaves.
You're stupid.
Microwaves. In 1960, microwaves blew the fuck up, dude. Microwaves are used today.
Yeah, you're right. But what I'm getting at, no, you don't know nothing like
suck of my balls. You don't know microwave.
You don't know nothing like stock interest or nothing like that. You're just like, what do you do in 1960?
What's something that was used that started in the 60s that's used today? Yeah, but fucking microwave.
Okay. But you didn't know that it was going to blow up. But you know what you do know is going to blow
you
up?
You said knowing what I know today.
Well, that ain't what I meant exactly. Okay. All
okay,
right,
well,
right.
Then don't say that.
Don't know. Not you're not knowing what you... What you, no, I'm good. You don't know what you know now.
You make me feel fucking bad. You asked for it all goddamn night when I hand
I'm
you
good,
one. You're like,
though.
I'm fucking good.
I'm That's good. Cool. What, 1960, you don't know shit. What do you invest your money in? Horses?
That's not a quick answer. I'd have to do some research.
You know what I would invest my money in?
What?
Land.
That's good. Land. I take that too.
I mean, they
That's
just.
That's my answer too.
Michael Keaton fucked them by
buying
land.
The land.
Why not
and
buy
forcing,
land?
He bought the land and he forced his franchisees to fucking. When the contract stated, you own this, all you have to do is pay the franchise fees. And you have to lease the land from our company.
You know what
and
I'm doing?
And that's what they did.
You know what
and
I'm
he
doing?
Made his money off fucking land, dude. And the dude from The Office, Ryan, BJ,
I like his
that
character.
That motherfucker helped him do that shit.
I like his character in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you buy the
and,
land.
Hey, real quick. I'm sorry. Real quick.
I'm real quick.
That BJ, Ryan from The Office.
Yep.
It showed him at the very end the real person.
Right.
And it was almost identical.
Really?
That was perfect fucking casting. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I don't remember.
Of course you don't.
I really don't.
All right. Well, man, I mean, I fucking love this movie. I'm glad. See, this is what I get out of the Smoky Shelter.
Right.
I get movies that I would have never watched. I'd have never fucking watched this movie if you would not have made me watch
right.
it. I swear to God, I've seen it. I've seen the promo of the big double arches. We didn't even talk about the arches in this
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was the whole concept, the double arches, you know.
But I love how he fucking had
the
his
golden
wife.
Arches.
He
divorced
fucking divorced
her. Dude, the way he did that shit, he was just sitting there eating supper one day. He was like, I want a divorce. And she was speechless. She was just like, And then he was like, he was talking to his attorney. And the attorney was like, okay, well, we need to figure out how much of the house she gets, how much of this she gets. He was like, give her everything. She can have a house. She can have a car. She can have life insurance. She can have all that. What about the business? Fuck that. That's my business. He's like, well, she's going to want no. Over my goddamn dead body, she will get any of this business. This is my business. And then, bam, he wound it up with that bit piano playing bitch.
Right on.
I'm going to shut up now. Go ahead.
I do not remember what I was saying. You just keep interrupting me.
Welcome to the Smoky Shelter, guys.
Right on. Yeah, it was a good movie, man.
I'm so glad you made me watch it, because
I'm glad you watched it, too, bro.
Hacksaw
you
Ridge.
Seemed like you really enjoyed
it. I did, dude. Hacksaw Ridge, that was another movie you made me watch that I bought. I downloaded it and watched it downloaded, and then I turned around and fucking bought it, because I was like, I love this fucking movie, and I'll watch it again.
Well,
so, this one I haven't decided to buy yet, because I did download it, but I may buy it. I don't know. We'll see.
I didn't buy it, but I would possibly buy it if
you found it for $5 at Walmart.
Baby. Yeah, I'll wait till I can wait, because I don't got that fucking Cody box. Man.
That's right, that Cody
and
box.
I really ain't buying no more movie. I might buy it on
digital.
Well,
plus you're unemployed.
Well, no, I'm not unemployed. No, I'm not. I'm starting back Monday, and I've been getting
Have you started back and got paid yet?
It don't matter.
Have you started back working
no,
figuratively and actually
name.
Started getting paid yet? No? Then you ain't got a job.
Okay. Thanks for rubbing that in my fucking face for some dumb reason.
That's right. All right, well, let's do a little rating and review, Big Lance. All right, Big Lance, let's do a little rating and review on the 2016 The Founder.
I'll just say what I've been saying all night. I reckon it was a pretty good movie. I really enjoyed it. I could watch it again, and I recommend it to several people already. I love the part where he's in the fucking bathroom at the end, and he fucking tells that motherfucker that the only thing, and when I heard that name, it just sounded so crisp and clean, and I knew that that was what the million-dollar idea was. It wasn't fucking the Speedy system, bitch. It didn't have shit to do with the Speedy system.
It was the name.
The minute I heard McDonald's, I had to have it. He said, Croc just don't sound good. It sounds Slovakian. It sounds
a crock of shit.
Sounds German Slovakian, like croc. Crock of shit, yeah. And then he's like, I just stole your fucking name. And he says, well, nobody a shit on a McDonald. He said, well, I just got shit on, or whatever. You know, they used a different term. But then he was like, well, I just got shit on. He said, really? You got $1 million? You know what I mean?
So you're talking about the pissing scene,
right,
in the bathroom.
Right.
He was like, yeah. He was like, you got shitted on? You just got $1 million.
He said, nobody would bully or step on a McDonald's. He said, really? I just got stepped on. He said, really? You got $1 million?
I mean,
can you fucking complain? Bitch, you can go buy so much land that will be worth 15 times as much in 30 years.
We need to invest in land.
That's the best thing to invest in, dude. It really is, because one day it's going to be gone.
That's
Everybody's
right.
going to have it, and it's going to be gone to the rich. And the poor ain't going to have shit, dude.
You're right.
That's the best thing to invest in is land. Money in the long run.
9/11. It's 9/11. All right.
In the long run, he's going to make his money.
Well, all right, Big Lance, you gave me a rating. What's the review on this movie? Or you gave me a review. What's the rating on this movie, Big Lance?
Give it an 8.5.
8.5.
Or 8.7, maybe, yeah. I really enjoyed it. I watched it several times. And Michael Keaton, he never lets me down, man. He really don't. I really love Michael Keaton as an actor. So, yeah. And I can't wait to watch this new movie he's in with Peter Parker.
Spider-Man? Yeah, he's the Vulture. All right, well, let me do a little rating and review on it, man. All right, like I said before, man, I really didn't want to watch this movie when you told me this is the movie we're picking. I'm like, blah, sounds like shit. It don't sound good. But I do love Michael Keaton, man. Michael Keaton's an awesome actor. I can't think of a single movie he's been in that hasn't been good. So I went in it with open arms thinking maybe it'll be good. Maybe it'll be like Found. I don't know. Well, I went into it.
You can't blame me for Found every time.
I will always blame you for Found.
I never watched the movie before.
It don't matter. I spent $20 on it. Shut up.
You didn't spend $20. It was like fucking $9 on Amazon.
Or $9.99. Maybe it was $10. I was thinking it was $19.95. Maybe it was $9. Yeah, that sounds right. It was $9.99. So I spent $10 on it. Shut up.
Don't, man.
My point is, this movie was good. I enjoyed it. Actually, I was watching with my wife. I was watching Prison Break, the new season. We ain't watched any of it. I started the first episode. Lincoln started being like, Mommy, I need you. So she had to go in there and I had to pause it. Well, finally, I got tired of waiting, so I quit pausing it. And I started just watching The Founder, which was my plan Friday night, last night, was to watch The Founder. I was going to watch one episode of Prison Break and then watch The Founder. She wouldn't ever come in there, so I started watching The Founder. And I said in my mind, this movie's going to suck because Lance picked it. Hear me out. I said, and because Lance picked it, it's going to suck.
It always is good.
Right. So I'm going to watch this fucking movie, but I'm going to watch it in pieces. I'm going to watch it while my wife's gone to deal with Lincoln. When she comes back, we're going to watch Prison Break.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she come back and sit down, and I seen her sit down, but I was into this movie at that point. I was like, yeah, we're going to watch Prison Break another night, baby. I got to watch The Founder for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I love this fucking movie, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it an 8. An 8 is great, and this movie is great.
Cool.
I love Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton always is good. Nick Overman, my boy. I love Ron. I wish he'd had a mustache.
Yeah.
I really wish he'd had a mustache in this movie, but he didn't. But, hey, you know what? I loved him in this movie. He was awesome. All right, the other guy, John Carroll Lynch.
It's Oldman. It's Nick Oldman.
It's Overman. O-F-F.
Sure, Nick Oldman.
O-F-F-E-R.
Offerman. Yeah, something like that.
I guess you could pronounce it Offerman.
Offerman, that's it. Offerman.
But it sounds better.
Yeah, I know it wasn't that fucking Overman.
Whatever. Anyway, John Carroll Lynch is the guy who played in the show, Drew Carey Show.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the Drew Carey Show?
I do.
Well, you remember his brother Steve, who was a transvestite?
Dude, I watched Drew Carey Show still.
Yeah, I love Drew Carey Show.
I do too.
Well, that's his brother Steve who turned into a woman.
I know.
And then Linda Carbidine, the girl, I couldn't figure out who, and she's the chick who played the girl he took from the other business owner. Because, you know, they worked together as a team.
I recognized his wife, too, the original wife.
Yeah, I've seen her in a lot of stuff. She's been at Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff. I liked her. But I'm going to give this movie an 8, man.
Cool.
8 is great.
8 is great.
And this movie was great. Another good choice on Big Lance. Let's talk a little budget versus box office.
All right, let's do that.
All right, Big Lance, okay. What did this movie do? What did this movie spend in its budget?
This movie, $30
million. Okay, $30 million. This movie spent $25
million. Cool.
That was pretty good. I'll give you that when you're $5 million off on a $25.
The only one that really shaved me up.
If $5 million off on a $30 million estimate is okay.
Right.
$5 million off on a $12 million profit is not really that great, because you got to look at percentage, not numbers.
I got you. But anyway. I'm going to give you another little hint. Things that's got a lot of CGI fucks me up, because
Yeah.
All right.
I get that. And what movie are we doing again?
The Founder.
Yeah, there was not a lot of CGI in this fucking movie.
I was not saying that because I did good on that, you fucking dickwad.
Okay. Budget was $25 million. You said $30 million.
You're a dickwad.
Yeah, I'm a dickwad. I'll give you that point on that one. $30 to $25 million. I'll give you the point. All right.
Am I supposed to get it on the head or some shit?
No. Just close enough to make me think it's worth it. You fucking do it next week. No,
you're
bitch.
You're doing it next
bitch,
fucking week,
this
bitch.
This is what you do. How much is
you're
this?
Doing
no,
it next
shut
week,
up.
Bitch.
Shut up.
You shut the fuck up.
This is what you say. I say, how much does the movie spend? You say, this movie spent $5 million. I say, this movie spent $7 million. You're like, that's me. That's my point. I was only $2 million off, $5 to $7 million.
It's not a game
I'm like that. I know, but I go, yes, that's you.
I never asked for points.
You get that point because you were only $2 million off on a $2 to $7 million.
I never asked for points. All right,
but then you go, this movie spent $50 million. And I say, this movie spent $150 million. You're like, hey, I was only $100 million off.
I got you. I don't. I think you're just being a dick.
Just shut the fuck up.
You're just being a dick.
What does movie make in the box office?
$400 million. No. It fucking made like...
It spent $25
million. All right. It made fucking $55
million. That would be a good estimate.
If I was right.
If you were right, it would be a great estimate. This movie made $23.3 million.
Damn, that sucks.
It actually lost money.
That sucks. That really does suck, but it'll make its money back in the future. It's not far off.
Only to the companies.
That's right. But yeah, let's do social net worth.
All right.
Unless you got another tidbit question.
No, let's do it, man. Social net worth. This was your movie, so it's my pick. Obviously, Michael Keaton.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Michael Keaton. Probably has about 15 million. Because he ain't played him much, man. He really hadn't played him, but he's played some big roles. I want to change that because he just played in Peter Parker, and maybe it'll show that estimate coming up. So I'm going to say 25 million. What's your guess? Did you just pull it up now?
No, I ain't pulled it up. Okay. I'm going to go 50 million.
I'm going to go 25.
I think Michael Keaton's been in a lot of shit, man.
He has, but he ain't played it much lately.
Michael Keaton's net worth.
In the last 15 years, he hadn't played in about 3 or 4 movies.
Michael Keaton's net worth of $15 million.
I said that first. He doesn't have to live on a bunch of money. He's cool with it.
$15 million is his.
Did I tell you that Edward Norton plays in Birdman with him?
No, you did. Yeah, I think you did.
It's a pretty good movie, too. You should watch it.
All right, well, your net worth.
Well, by Beetlejuice, he'll have at least $20 million.
Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah, and then he'll play in another Peter Parker movie probably. So he'll be around $30 million pretty soon. All
right, well, let's do your net worth. Who is your net
worth? Would you consider him an A-list actor?
Michael Keaton?
Mm-hmm.
In the day, yes. Now, no.
B.
He's B now.
Well, that kind of steps on Birdman. You should watch it, really.
All right, well, let's can you give me... What the fuck did I just ask for?
No, I need to come up with a social net worth now.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Gary Offerman or Nick Offerman?
Nick Offerman.
Let's do Nick Offerman. He plays in a bunch of shit.
Almost like $8 million.
You're probably not far off. I'm going to say $7 million.
All right. Nick Offerman net worth.
$7,999,999.
What did you say?
I said $7.
And I said
$8.
He's worth $4.
Yeah, I win.
Damn, man, I really do suck at this game. You are so much better than me.
I'm good with numbers.
You are good with numbers, apparently. All right, guys, man, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Check us out at smokeyshelter.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We're on Podomatic. Podomatic.com/thesmokeyshelter. We're on iTunes. Man, just Google the Smoky Shelter and we will appear. Patreon. We got a Patreon site. Check that out. That's got a whole lot of behind the scenes shit. Big Lance.
Yeah, hey.
The founder.
Any one word.
The founder. One word.
I'm gonna have to say thief.
I'm gonna say douchebag.
Deceptive.
I'm going to say fucking douchebag, man.
You can't, because it's two, and I give you too many that you can do.
Douchebag is one fucking word. Look it up.
Okay.
It is douchebag is one word.
All right, then.
And even Chelsea made the comment. She didn't watch the movie with me.
She said he was a douchebag?
Yeah, she didn't watch the movie, but I explained it. After I got done watching it, I was about drunk as shit, and I was like, listen, baby, let me tell you about this movie. And I told her about it. She said, fucking douchebag.
What a fucking douche.
Right, she said douchebag. Right. That's one word. Alright, any last words, Big Lance? We out.
Doom, doom, doom.
Yup.
Goodbye.
Later.
You got mail.